Now are we going? Testing? Yes, now we're going. I was, test.
Well, I call this meeting to order of Klondike School District on January 15th. We're calling this meeting to order. Thank y'all again for coming tonight. We're holding your information and new auditors welcome these guys. So, we call this meeting to order and let's open with a word of prayer. Quentin, would you mind, sir, open us in word of prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father God, we just thank you for tonight and just thank you for the way you watch over us and the way you take care of us all. Father, we just thank you for what you're doing in the school. And Father, thank you for all the teachers that we have and administration and the talents that you've given each and every one of them. And Father, for blessing us with them. And Father, we just ask that we just do everything according to your will and to create an environment that's best for our kids and for our staff and for the community. We just love you so much. Thank you for all you do for us. Please forgive us where we fail you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So we'll take a minute and review the minutes of the previous meeting on December 11th. Those found to be true and correct. We'll need a motion in a second to approve those. Cody made the motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Cody seconded. All in favor? None opposed. And let's same thing on the bills. Let's take a minute and review the current bills.
Saw the Morningstar donuts. Is that like a monthly bill or is that one? It's a lot of donuts.
Well, the problem with that was it was for FCA and the guy that was doing the FCA, they told him that they would donate them.
Well,
and they didn't.
I just saw, I was like, good gosh, yeah,
I
didn't
know. I know, I wondered too. I was like,
that's
man.
A bunch of donuts.
It was a bunch of donuts. It was like about 6 months worth of donuts. I mean, before we found out, before we got the bill.
Oh, shoot.
Golly.
So that was for the FCA, you
yes,
said?
Got us again for the staffing service on more donuts.
No, that's, we knew we were paying for those.
They didn't offer to donate those.
No,
that's so funny.
Looks like they got you twice on that Region 17 of Center Software. One for 19 and one for 13.
Where's it at?
It'd be on the fourth page, at the very bottom.
4-6. That's probably two different, because we pay them in like different quarters or different, that's what that's for. Instead of paying it all at one time.
So they hit you with two different quarters on the same day?
I think so, yeah.
Three different kinds.
Yeah, three times. On that DOT drug test, is that like, y'all hire somebody new, or is it like a random?
No, it's random.
Random.
And
yeah, they do
the
that
poor
test.
Thing, the one that they got, we got the other, they come to me with, mm-hmm. That person got picked again.
How rude. That's funny.
Well, I make a motion we pay the bills.
Tony made a motion to pay the bills as presented. You second? Just you got a second. All in favor?
Just a second. He did.
Sorry,
he did.
I was pointing at you. Anyway, you did.
Tim, he was smart. Okay, on the report and the items of information on your, in your pile, you should have a conflict of interest form. Y'all filled these out last year. Jeff, anything you want to say? I filled in your names and everything. The only thing that you need to do is right here on number 3 is write your name.
Write it.
Yeah, write it or sign it. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
And then come down here and sign it there, and I'll take them. And I'll notarize all of them, and I'll get you signed my notary book before you leave tonight.
Okay. Oh, did I sign it on the wrong place? Is that right here?
Line yeah, three. You signed there, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. I didn't know if it's about the same distance.
I've got my mind is one track.
And then the other thing that I have here is y'all should have a piece of paper that's got it's an email to me from Wayne Blunt. It looked like this, got green. That is a board training. And if there's three dates there, the good thing about it that if all of us attend, we can knock out two trainings in one sitting. The EISO, which is the Evaluating and Improving Student Outcome, and also we can knock out the Team of 8 training if we're all there. But you have to go there. And these are the three dates. That February the 9th, we have no school. That's fine with me. I don't mind going up there and doing that training.
I'm out of town that day.
Okay, out of town that day, okay.
Too.
March 9th, we have a board meeting, but we can move that board meeting if we need to.
I won't be here March the 9th.
March the 9th,
that's
okay.
A Houston stock
April
show.
2nd is going to be out because I got you on my track when we're hosting it. Okay. So I guess we won't get both trainings in. So. Well, let me know if you want to go to one of these other ones, and I'll register you. Okay.
And that's in Lubbock?
That's in Lubbock at the Service Center.
Okay.
If you let me know which one you want to go to, the 9th, or if you want to move that board meeting on March the 9th, we can do that.
I'll be out of town. I mean, like, I can't
okay,
make
you're
it either
be out of
way.
Town,
like, yeah,
okay.
That's the Houston Stock Show.
Oh, so. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
I was actually going to mention that on the, because our board meeting's that day. I didn't know.
We can move it. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
We'll do that. I didn't even think about that either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can do it the week before or the week after.
We can do that. Okay, well, just let me know what day you want to go, and I'll register you for it, okay?
Okay.
Would we as individuals get the credit?
Yeah, you'll get, yeah, individuals will get it.
Just not the team.
You'll get the EISO training, but yes, we won't get the team of eight. We'll just probably have to
do it here or do it Zoom or something, you know, so we'll
figure it out. Okay. Okay, and that's all I have. Ladies, you're next to visit with us.
So I'm here, we're here.
If you want to come up here and sit, I'll bring a chair up here where we can hear you.
No, I can talk back.
Marlene Stacy, whatever.
She's our spokesperson.
A more comfortable chair. You know, I asked Ms. Thurwanger and Ms. Dossie to go visit with these ladies because, you know, the last board meeting we were having some information and everything. So, you know, we talked about just hearing it from the source.
Mouth.
Well, I wouldn't say horse's mouth, but. Ms. Thurwanger and Ms. Dossie went and visited with y'all about a week ago, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yes.
And came back with some very interesting information and good information. And they did say that they would come visit with y'all and answer any of y'all's questions you might have or anything about starting a CNA program. So, go ahead, ma'am.
Well, I mean, first of all, what questions do you have as far as the CNA program goes?
Is there a requirement amount of students that we would be required to have to keep the program or start it?
No, if you have the embedded instructor, okay. And it's going to be Brant. Is that her last name? Brant? Is that her name?
Brant.
Yes. Brittany. And I've already got her. I had her send me her resume so I can look it over and make sure that she had the qualifications, and she does.
Okay.
So if they hire her, then you can have, you have to cap it at 10, but it doesn't matter if you have 2 or 10, up to 10, because she's embedded.
Great.
Now, if we were paying an instructor, then there would have to be
so many,
at least 6, depending on where the nurse, was coming from. If she lived, but since y'all are going to have her here, then no.
Okay, awesome. No. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Is she interested in that position?
Yes. Yes,
oh, I didn't know
is.
That. Last we talked about it last meeting. She
came and gave me her stuff this morning, and said that she was very interested in it.
Hmm. I know that.
That's good.
Oh. That solves a lot.
And so would the students be required to go to a clinic or hospital to do some?
They will. They have, and what we do, the class is mandated. You have 100 hours. But they also have online. The state offers online. And so we ask if we could utilize that for the high school. So they can. So it is an online program. However, the, instructor is still here. Answering any questions that they have, monitoring them, and then checking them off on the skills that they learn in each module. The reason that we went to the online, is because it's hard to get the hours in because they have to have those contact hours, and if they don't, they cannot complete the program. Well, with all the extracurricular activities, it made it very difficult, and we were having to go, sometimes we would have to go to the schools or bring the students to the school for 8-hour days in order to get those contact hours. But doing it the online, when they complete, and they can they have access to it 24/7. So they, once they complete that, then that satisfies the 60 lecture hours, and then they go 40 hours of clinical in a facility. And we do have an agreement with Focused Care in Lamesa, mm-hmm. So we do have an agreement there. So they would have to do their.
So they wouldn't
there.
Have to do it in Vicksburg.
They would not have to now. Sometimes facilities get what they call an immediate jeopardy or an IJ, and when they do, we can't take students into the building for 2 years, but they don't have an IJ right now. So in the event that they got an IJ, then they would have to choose another facility to go to.
That, they failed a health inspection or something?
It just depends. No, it's where the residents would be in jeopardy. For instance, we have one in Big Spring. They have an IJ, and it's lasts another year because someone fed a resident something they were allergic to, and it almost killed them.
Okay.
So that's an IJ, some stuff like that. And then there are others, too. And it depends on what the fine is and what it was, whether or not we can take students in the building.
Right.
So, but unless they get one, that is the one that you have.
So jumping in, is there a grade level you recommend starting, or because is it just about get this amount of hours and complete the course? So like, do they need to be freshmen, or could a junior start it next year if we had it?
We recommend juniors and seniors, okay. And the reason being is because when they're too young, they can go ahead and get their certification, but they can't work.
Okay.
So that's a problem. Now, there are some places, some doctor's offices, and I don't know, you just have to check with the facilities that will hire them if they are not 18, but a lot of places won't, and so we try to keep it with for the juniors and seniors.
That's good, because then you don't have to, like, think about
so is if a, yes. Say a kid wants to enroll, and they're a junior, is it a 1 year? They get it all knocked out in one
yes.
year?
Yes. So the way the college has done it, it's one course from the state. But the way the college has it set up for them to get credit for it, they take the lecture portion, which is called NURA 1160, in the fall. And then in the spring, they'll take NURA, what is it? No, 13. In the fall, it's 1301. And in the spring, it's 1160, which is the clinical portion. And so they get, so it's like two classes. It's one through the state. But in order to get the academic credit, they have it broken down like that. So, yes, it is a one-year course.
It's so 1 year and they're done.
1 year and they're done, yes, sir.
Nice. Is it dual credit or is
yes.
it just for that? Okay.
It's dual credit.
So then when they finish this, when they complete this, and they decide they would like to go into the nursing field, how far along are they when they go, like, to get the, I guess it would be LVN would be their next?
Yes.
Does that help them on their hours to...
Well, it doesn't help them on their hours, but it is a prerequisite for the LVN and the RN program as well. And most
so they've already jumped ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So they wouldn't have to do it when they got out of school.
Gotcha.
Awesome.
Hmm. Now, those hours, will they transfer, say, like they get the hours through Howard College and then they want to go to Midland College to get their LVN or whatever?
It's just
yes,
a transfer?
Oh, now when you're
it's more of a certification. It's not like ours transfer from college to college, right?
Well, that might be a question for you. What I know is once they have their CNA certification, the LVN program, they don't look at academic hours. They just look at the certification of CNA. Because they can take it, you know, as a CE course, and it still counts toward if they're going to go to nursing school.
Okay.
But they do. Hannah, I don't know how that works. How would the academic...
Yeah, I'm not sure either, but we'll get an answer for you on that to make sure.
Well, I can see where you have the certification. That's all that matters.
You just got it.
Yeah.
Just turn that in like you would your transcript, I guess.
Right, yeah.
Yes, but I mean, I don't know.
You just got it.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're giving them academic credit, it has to count somehow, but that's above my pay grade. I don't know.
No.
What?
But. As long as it continues to help them, that's really positive.
Yes. And that's another thing I was telling Daniel. You know, a lot of students, they do not want to go to college.
Yeah.
Anymore. It's hard to even find a job when you get a degree.
It is. And so if they, when they take CNA, they can do the MedAid program. Now, they do have to have a high school diploma, but they could do it directly after they graduate high school. And it's for one semester. And then they could pass meds in a nursing home. Or a prison, which we don't want them in the prisons that young, but it would give them something, and it's decent money, you know, if they're just absolutely not wanting to go.
Mm-hmm.
Or
need
college.
A gap year.
So,
or a job to work their way through college.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Provides mm-hmm. opportunities they
yes,
wouldn't have had
does.
Otherwise.
And Brittany, everything she has is good for y'all.
Yes, ma'am. They used to have to have 1 year's experience in the nursing home. But they don't now, but they do have to have, you know, supervised or taught adults, and she did because she was a nursing instructor in San Angelo.
Then she worked for Howard College.
In San Angelo,
she?
Yes,
yeah.
sir. Mm-hmm, the San Angelo campus.
Nice.
Cool.
Now, this paper here that y'all handed out, all this stuff that's highlighted, the stuff that they will need for this
no, okay, everything that they need is listed here. But Howard College, I went through our surplus, and we will be able to supply initially everything except what is highlighted here, which is paper goods, disposable plates, utensils, you know, shaving cream, toothpaste, and then food, you know, for the feeding skill. And then the only other thing that I highlighted here is the electronic blood pressure monitor. Now, we are looking at some that are not really expensive, and so we might be able to provide that too. But if not, then that would be the only large item that the district would be responsible for.
Which wouldn't be a bad thing to have anyways if we have a nurse.
True. That is true. So that's the reason I just highlighted the things that y'all would be, you know, be responsible for. But the bed, the manning. Oh, the only other thing too is if the room does have to have running water, has to have a hand washing station. If you do not have a room, just can't find one that has a sink in it, you can purchase a standalone sink. And so I put that on there. And
but
so,
my question is, how big does the room have to be?
It
we
has
got a room
to,
right here that's got a sink, a refrigerator. You know, basically it's a kitchen. I mean, we don't take the oven out.
Well, I can take a look at it and let you know if it will work before I leave.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
10 kids,
got,
I mean, at the max, 10 kids, it would have to be like
Oh, yeah, to store all of the supplies.
A lot of junior classes don't have
I just don't know if it's going to be big enough. I mean, that's the problem.
It has to have a hospital bed, an overbed table, wheelchair, and then it has to have, that's what this resident chair, it can be any kind of a chair. Just has to be a chair for them to sit in, you know.
Right.
It has to, it's got to be set up like a residence room in a nursing home.
Okay. And we'll go look at it here in a minute.
Okay. It doesn't have to be really large, but it does have to have room for the, you know, students to move around.
Exactly.
And, and then they'll, of course, have to have like a table to do their work and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now that brings up another problem or concern. I know y'all have everything on lockdown, but if they do this online, they're going to have to have access to it, you know, and so can you unlock one side? I don't know
yes.
how that works.
Yeah,
okay.
We can.
Okay.
Our
and it is through
have,
the state.
Yeah, our seniors, there's some places that it's unlocked so they can go do some work too, so that's not a problem.
Okay. Because we have, you know, some schools, they just won't, and the students, they can't access it, and they get upset, and it's you know, so.
Yeah,
so that would be the only thing.
That won't be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Now, she doesn't have to use the online. She can teach the curriculum just from the website. But again, it is really hard to get those contact hours. And if they don't have those, and they have to have sign-in sheets and they check everything. We are audited every 2 years, and she checks everything. And if they don't have those hours, then they can't get their certification. Mm-hmm. Or even if they've, you know, we've missed something on it, and then we have audits, and she sees that the contact hours were not met, then she can flag it and she can remove the program.
Well, me personally, I think if we do hire Brittany, I think she'd do a great job. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, she works on the weekends here in La Mesa, you know, every once in a while, so she, you know, she's up to date on all that stuff, so I mean, I wouldn't have a problem sending my kid to her, you know, so.
If y'all decide to move forward with it, I need to know, I don't know how long, you know, y'all are thinking or what the time frame is, but I will have to get it approved to the state. I'll have to, you know, put the application in. And usually it doesn't take very long, but sometimes it can take a little longer. And I can list myself as the instructor until y'all decide if she is going to teach it or not, or if you decide all at once, I can just, you know, do all of that. But that will be the biggest thing. And then the supplies, we can get, there's a couple of things that we have to order, but we can get those probably within the next couple of months. For y'all, you know, to
well, it's up for a vote tonight.
Oh, okay.
And then, I mean, just to, if whether they want to do the CNA program, you know, start it mm-hmm. or whatever. And then we'll do the hiring the next month or two. But
okay.
And we would start everything next school year.
Okay.
So.
And that's another thing, too. You are audited every 2 years, all programs are, but there will be an initial audit. They'll come in and check and make sure that everything is set up. That's why I come and check everything to make sure, so that when they do have the audit, everything is good to go. But I don't know when that will be. After once it's approved,
right, yeah.
I don't know. And as soon as she lets me know, then I can let y'all know.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. Yep, sounds good. Sounds real good.
Anybody have any other questions?
I don't know.
I want to tell you what I think. I think it's going to be a great thing for our kids. I mean, I think we've got some kids that would jump at it. I really do. I mean, some of you said, some kids just don't want to go to college. I had a boy that didn't want to go to college, you know, and he went into the military. But this would be great for some kids.
And I think it's a good thing if they decide, they think they want to be a nurse, and then they get in there and they do this, and they're like,
it's not for me.
Then they don't
Without spending a bunch of money.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, now it's interesting that you said that, because I've had a couple of students, and so have the other instructors. I mean, I had one, and she said, Miss Klaus, I'm not doing this. I'm not. And she didn't. She went ahead and finished the course, and she was very kind to the residents. She performed all the skills that she was supposed to. And she didn't. She changed her major. She said, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not.
So that's good. It's about what you find. Yes. That is like some of the most valuable information you can have before you're stuck.
Well, and that's another thing, too. Ms. Thurwanger and Ms. Dossie, is that her name?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They were talking about maybe we could come out and talk to the students, because a lot of the students, when I was teaching, I said, did they not tell you the kind of skills you were going to be doing? They were like, no, they didn't tell us anything. I mean, they have to, help them to the restroom, give them showers. Some of them are incontinent, so they have to change their briefs. And I mean, it's a lot. And some of them do really well. And some of them
do not.
They're very kind to them, but they're like,
can't do it.
Not for me.
Yeah, I can understand that.
But the other schools that have had it have seemed to have had very good interest in it, from what I've been told.
It's really interesting, because I've taught community and the high school students. The high school students always do way better than the community, because they're just so young, and they just, even the ones that don't want to do it, they just connect with the residents, and half the time they're crying when it's the last day of clinical, because they don't want to leave them, because they've already, grown so fond of them. So they do really well.
That's a life skill in its own, too. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Any other questions?
No, sir.
Well, we appreciate it, ladies.
Sure.
Thank y'all.
If you have any other questions, just let me know.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate y'all coming today.
Show her that room before she leaves?
Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah, while they're looking at the room. Y'all, any more questions about this? Y'all ready to move forward?
Is it my only question, is it going to take kids out of other things like athletics? Is it going to take kids out of ag?
Because the online keeps it from taking them away, from my understanding.
But they're still going to have to do it online somehow.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's just another class
period?
Yeah.
It's just another class.
Yeah, it's not going to take them away. According to Danielle, she's got it fixed where it's going to be a good thing for our school.
If I understand it right, Brittany gets it. She's the embedded
instructor. Yeah, so it won't take away.
We can kind of do it on our own schedule and terms.
Versus if she wasn't embedded.
And that's max 10 in the program, or max 10 per?
Nope.
Per year.
We're doing it, we can have one, two, or three, or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Which is nice.
No more than 10, though.
Yeah.
Right, no more than 10, but I mean.
I don't think we'll have that problem.
I don't think that's a
problem. You might.
But in the other deal is juniors and seniors, if you don't get in 1 year, you can
Go
to the next.
Yeah.
Right.
I think your seniors should probably have your first.
Especially starting.
Dibs.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then if it doesn't fill up. And,
right.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a great idea. This is all we're going to do is approve to offer the program.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As far as administering it, that's going to be a work in progress. So anyway, if y'all want to move forward, we can go ahead and take a vote.
Make the motion.
I'll second it.
We've got a motion and a second. All in favor? There's none opposed. Thank you, guys.
How make the room look.
Oh, they said it was perfect.
Oh, awesome.
They said it was plenty big enough.
Perfect.
Even better.
They said,
love it when a good plan comes to
play. Right.
I told them, I said, we'll move the stove out and all these tables and chairs. And I said, what about the fridge? We don't need a fridge. I was like, well, we'll keep it in here. Just, you know.
How are you going to cook dinner for the residents? Leave this.
But they said, this is plenty. She said, you might want to put a desk in there so they can do it. She goes, but better yet, they could just
go to the library. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do their courses.
Well, they enjoy being around the side.
But I think, I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be great for us.
Well, we can do for them kids.
Do they know about it? Kids know about it?
I think some do.
Some rumbling, a little bit of rumbling around.
You know, we hadn't really said anything because we wanted to see if y'all wanted to do it or not, which we were pretty sure y'all did. But we just wanted to make sure, so.
I think definitely.
Y'all vote on that?
We did.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, you're next.
Unopposed.
Appreciate that.
No, it'll be great.
Kids are going to love it, too.
Brian says he'll let me talk. This is good.